As we speak about the halacha of an akum in the Rishus, and we speak about the halacha of Schir of Elikitoi, the most obvious question that comes up is renting from the government considered Schir of Elikitoi. And actually, we already find that the Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim, grappled with this issue. If we look in Simon Shin Tzadik Aleph. So I'm going to begin in the middle of the Simon of the Mishnah Berurah. This is actually on the second page of Simon Shin Tzadik Aleph. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kshiyeh shtei chatzer shabbat Yisrael bi'ir. Tzrichim leska mikol chotz v'chotzah she'eini Yehudi." The Shulchan Aruch says that if we have Akum in our city, we have to rent in order to have an Erev in the city from the Akum. And says the Shulchan Aruch, "Ve'maspik b'mashi yaskim yiskum sarir." It is inadequate that we rent from the sarir. Says the Ramah, Hagah, "V'yesh oimun adin dafkelinyan lahoitzi lahachnas l'rushus eni Yehudi." In order to be able to carry in and out of the home of an Eini Yehudi, schiris from the government is inadequate. Avol tantel b'movi, yochel liskem in hasar. In order to be able to carry in the movi, we can rent from the sar. Sherei derech ha-movi hu shel hasar, v'yochel asal kol Eini Yehudi misham. So the Ramah is taking a very lenient approach, and in fact, the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion says that we paskin like the Gra, and he brings a number of paskin, Deli Rabba, Taisu Shabbos, etc., who paskin like the Ramah, that even if we'll be concerned about the homes, we could be more makel about the Mavon and the Chatzeres. Now, to learn Parshat Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, this is the way the Mefarshim learn Pshat. As the Shulchan Aruch is about to teach us, and we'll discuss this, and there's a Chacham Tzvi that the Bi'ar Halacha quotes about this, we may have an issue regarding the specific homes of the Akum. Can the government be considered the ultimate owner of those homes and have the rights to be in those homes? And therefore they can be considered Schir of Elikitoi. But there is no question that they can be considered the owner of the streets, because we know that they have total control of the streets, they control the traffic patterns, they could say that even if a street goes in one direction, for whatever reason today the street should be used in the opposite direction, they could do it temporarily, they could do it permanently. So when we do schiris from the government, we accomplish a lot in regarding the streets. They're certainly considered the owners of the streets, all the streets in a town. Furthermore, the basis of the heter of the Ramah is a very important concept. And the heter of the Ramah is based on the fact that just because it teaches us that even though we won't be able to carry from the apartments of the Akum to the street, because maybe the Sar Ha'ir is not considered in control over the streets, over the apartments, that doesn't prevent us from doing a schiris from the streets for the streets themselves. A tremendous kula. We could do a schiris for the streets, even though we're not doing a schiris for the homes, and it'll mean that we could carry in the streets of this town, but from the homes of the Akum, from which schiris wasn't done, we were relying just on the schiris from the government, as being considered the schir of a lakitoi, we wouldn't be able to carry. Furthermore, the heta of the Ramah is based on another very important concept. And that is that the Ramah's heter is based on the fact that we don't have to have that the schira should be both for the homes and for the chatzar, for the homes and the street. They could be made separately. And the reason why I think the Ramah feels very comfortable passing that way, because we learn later in our Perek, on Daf Samach Tes, and on Daf Ayin, the Gemara teaches us in concept of Bittul Rishus, the opinion of Rabbanon, that you can have somebody who's Mevatel his Rishus in the Chatzar, and not be Mevatel his Rishus in the house. So we see that there's a concept that you don't have to be Mevatel Rishus on everything. Just like the concept of Bittul Rishus gives us the right to have Bittul Rishus on the Chatzar and not on the house, we could say the same thing regarding Schiris, where we have Schiris only on the Chatzar and not on the house. And therefore, it's quite obvious that doing Schiris just on the home, just on the Chatzar, which clearly the government retains control over the streets of a neighborhood, would be perfectly doable. But there's a very interesting point I want to make, which is not my point, that the Rishonim make. We quoted in our previous shiur the opinion of Rashi. And Rashi, when he spoke about the din of Schir v'lekitoy and Daf Samach Dalet, said, V'yashloi hanochri mokim b'chatzeroi. Rashi didn't speak about the guy giving rent place in the home. Rashi said that he gave him a place in the home. He gave him a place in the chatzor. And the Beis Yosef right away points out, why does Rashi speak about the chatzor? So Rashi says that the Beis Yosef explains that Rashi means to say that even if he has Rishus in the chatzor, sometimes if I don't have Rishus, if I have a deal with the Akum that I can leave something in the chatzor, the Akum will allow me to leave it in the house if I can't find room in the chatzor. So it could be, which is a very big cooler, and it's clearly not what the Ramah is saying. It could be that a situation, if I have right in the chatzar, which clearly the government has a right to do, it could extend itself into the bias. Maybe that's what Rashi is saying. On the other hand, you can't really compare the case that Rashi is speaking to the case of the government. The case Rashi is speaking about is a case where I got Rishus in the chatzar of the Akum, and the Akum understands that if for whatever reason I won't be able to utilize the chatzar, he'll have to give me Rishus in his home. But when I'm doing a deal with the government is speaking about the street because that's what it has control over. The government does not have control over the bias. And therefore, just because the government gives me control in the house does not mean that that control will be able to be extended to the homes as well. And the Shulchan Aruch continues in saying, here in Shin Tzadik Aleph, V'madvar mer b'sar sh'ein abatim sh'loi, v'gem ein lo rishus v'shtamish b'botei b'nei yir klal, av'v'fil b'shas mechama. The Shulchan Aruch says where the government has absolutely no rights to enter the homes under any circumstances. Av'v'm mokim sh'kol tzorchi yir, ein anasim el api asar oyem amunah sh'loi, so the Shulchan Aruch says, where the government has very strong controls over the homes, the halacha is that the government is considered the schir of l'kita even for the homes. Since the government has the right to put its army or its weapons in the homes in the city, even without their permission. So the Bi'ei Halacha in Divrei Maskil Shloim Bedatam quotes the Chacham Tzvi, I am the Chacham Tzvi Simizvav Shemizkashze. The Ma'i Bahani V'mashi Yesh Lo Yerushus Lanich Kailim B'Shas Mechama. Why is it good enough that he has permission to put his Kailim there B'Shas Mechama? Harei Ata Akaponim Ein B'Shas Mechama. Now we're not in a war time. V'meila Ein Lo Ata Shum Rishus. Now he adds up, the government has no rishus to put something in my home. Therefore, he should not be able to do schiris for the homes. And the Bi'ei Halacha goes on to say, that the Chacham Tzvi says the Ma'ir B'sar Shicholus B'Yodoy La'Ora Medonim V'Chom V'Chol Shosh Yirtza. We're speaking about a government that could start war any time im Shcheinov. V'Ein B'nei Medina Ma'atim Alav, and the country can't stop him. It's a dictatorship. L'Hochi Yofu Koich L'Haskil L'Fuki L'Fukim Ein B'Yodah B'Lvad. In a case where the government can't just go to war on a whim, so B'Alocha quotes the opinion of the Chacham Tzvi, and everybody quotes this Chacham Tzvi, that in a situation where the government is a democracy, we can't just say that they could declare war at any time and take people's homes, and therefore they don't have. Those homes are not considered under the control of the government. Actually, if we speak about the Shaila, it really goes a step further, because as I saw Rabbi Yoshev in the Sefer Orach HaShabbos, Chelek Gimel quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yoshev. He says that certainly he speaks about Eretz Yisrael, but I don't think it would be any different in the United States. We live in countries that are democracies, and in democracies, the government cannot in any way just enter into your home. Moreover, I saw the Paiskim say that in every major city, there are typically embassies and consulates that are protected by diplomatic immunity. And because they're protected by diplomatic immunity, certainly, they have even more restrictions how you can't walk into their embassy under any circumstance. And therefore, the government has very minimal control over those areas. The Orach HaShabbos, even though quoting the opinion of Reb Elyoshev, who takes, as I just said, a more strict approach, does quote the opinion of Shlomo Zalman, who was more lenient. And I saw that Rav Moshe Heinemann also says that since with a search warrant that is typically exercised, that the government can exercise as it wants, and he says that these search warrants are quite often exercised, he says that's enough of a reason to say that you could rent from the government. The issue with renting from the government, there are a number of other issues. One is that if we're going to rent from the local municipality, from the mayor, from the city council, they certainly don't have a right to enter our home for war, the case that's described in the Shulchan Aruch, the case that the Chacham Tzvi discusses. So even if we're saying that in times of emergency they could enter your home, they don't have the right to declare war. So I saw that the Paiskim discussed that Shaila as well. And the Paiskim want to take the approach that even though they don't have that right, number one, they also can exercise search warrants, as we just said. And Rav Moshe Heinemann says that even in the embassies, where there are stricter rules, when necessary, they are allowed to enter those embassies. And that's enough of a reason that they consider to have control even over these foreign embassies. And that's good enough. Others say that all governments, even local governments, are really considered extension of the federal government. And since the federal government certainly can declare war, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, if they could declare war, that's enough to and declare a state of emergency, that's enough to make them into a Schir of a Lakitai. Interestingly enough, Reb Moshe Sternbuch, in the tshuva that I quoted in our previous year, in Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Gimel, raises the issue that, especially in Eretz Yisrael, there are many towns that have a Jewish mayor. And he wants to suggest that Schiris, as we learned in the beginning of our perek, the reason Chazal wanted Schiris from Akum, well, because Chazal knew that the Akum is not going to want to do Schiris with us. And because the Akum is not going to want to do Schiris with us, that will be a deterrent from us separating from the Akum. Says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, That's only if the mayor, if the people we're doing the schiros with are akum. But if the people who we're doing the schiros with, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, are Yisrael, so that whole concept doesn't exist. And therefore, he says we have a real issue, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, to do schiros from a Jewish government or from a Jewish government official where that whole concept doesn't exist. So another approach that many Poskim recommend in terms of schiris is to do schiris from the electric company. Because every electric company has a meter in everyone's home, or gas company has meters in our homes, and therefore that meter, the electric company, the gas company, becomes schir v'lakitoi because they have a right to leave something in the home. So when we discuss the shaila, there are a number of issues that come up. But what happens if the meter is not in the house? Or even if the meter is in the house, it's in a specific spot in the house. And we learned, we discussed this in our previous year, in order for it to be considered an effective schir of the lakitoi, it has to be a situation where I can leave it in any part of the house, not in one specific spot. Because if I'm leaving it only in one specific spot, then we are not considered necessarily a schir of the lakitoi of the entire apartment of the akum. So the Paiskim discuss the shaila, and they say that even though the electric company has its meter, let's say outdoors or indoors, in one specific spot, but if they would want to put it in another spot, the akum or the owner of the apartment would have to agree. It's enough for it to be considered as if we have rights in the entire apartment. The fact that the meter is put in a specific spot is only because they chose that spot. But if they wanted to have it in a different spot, the apartment owner would have to agree. And that is enough for it to be considered a schir v'lakitoi. So it's very possible that if we want to rely on schiris, just to review what we learned, certainly according to the Ramah, which is the accepted opinion, doing a schiris with the government for the streets is perfectly fine, because they have total control over the streets. And as we're learning, the fact that they have the control over the streets gives us then the right to be considered schir v'lakitoi over the streets. And that would give us the ability to make an eruv around a town by making a schiris with the government. And we are not discussing the non-religious Jews. That will be our next year. We're only speaking about the akum. That, however, would not give us the right to carry from the specific homes of the akum. It would only give us the right to carry from our homes in the street to the street or to the street itself. On the other hand, if we do a schiris with the electric or gas company, certainly it would help for being able to carry from the homes of the akum if we consider them the schir of the lakitoi of the akum, but would create an issue in carrying in the streets, because in the streets, the government, the electric company and gas company obviously don't have that authority like the government does. So we have here a real challenge. What is considered the better schir of a lakitoi? It seems that the better schir of a lakitoi is the government, so I won't carry from the apartments of the akum, but I'll certainly be able to carry in the streets without any shaiva. In general, this issue of schir of a lakitoi from the akum, which obviously is a sensitive issue, to say that the government has that level of control, that because they are able to put things in hold, create a state of emergency, and give them that level, the Paiskim already are concerned, does the government indeed have that level of control that we should be able to call them schir v'lakitoi? So many Paiskim include in this discussion another kula. And I saw that the Shevet Halevi in Chelek Ches Simen Sadik Zion Sif Yudalid, in discussing a shaila of creating an Erev in the town of Chicago. And Chicago speaks about this. And he says that this entire issue that we've been learning, and this is a very dekula, that this entire issue that we've been learning in our perek about Schiris of Akum, that Chazal wanted, that Chazal said that that's the only way we can create an Erev in a city where Akum lives, they want to claim that's only in a situation where the Akum, where we could live in a world where we don't live in the same city of Akum. But nowadays, where we obviously have to live together with the Akum, so the entire Gzeira that Chazal made, that we should be concerned with the deer of Akum, that only Schiris is effective, falls away. And now we're back to the category of Diras Akum Loishma Dira, and the Akum's apartment doesn't make a difference at all. And the basis for this opinion is that we find the same concept regarding the halacha of ribis. The halacha is that midaraisa, we're allowed to lend money to an Akum with interest. However, Chazal said we shouldn't, because we may become accustomed to lend money on ribis, and we may come to do so even with a fellow Jew. And the Gemara, however, says that if it's kedei chayit, if you need it to live, or you're a Talmud Chacham, the halacha is you can lend money to an Akum with ribis. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Nun Tes Sif Aleph, that Bizman Hazeh, everybody could lend money to an Akum with ribis. And the reason being, because nowadays, those days, the way Jews earned a living was through lending money on interest. And if we won't allow Jews to lend money on interest, nobody will be able to have panosa, chaza, and they therefore don't make the gzeira fell away. And actually, we find a similar concept in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Pei Beis Sif Chof, the last sif in that simen that speaks about Tzchiris from Akum. And the halacha is, Batim Shadasvina, if people are traveling on a boat together, Jews and Goyim, and you want to be able to carry on the boat on Shabbos, the halacha is, you don't have to do Tzchiris Rishos. And the Rishonim explain, because since it's impossible to have a boat that's completely only Jews, therefore, in such a situation, Chazal did not make a gzeira that Tzchiris is required. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. So again, we see that in a situation where we must be together with Akum, Chazal were much more lenient in this halacha. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas, Eirechayim Chelik Simen Tzadik Beis, takes very great issue with this, and he says that Dover Shenes of a Minyan Tzorich Minyan Achala Tiroi, any Gzeres Chazal, and this is very much the opinion of the Chassam Sofer in many areas of Halacha, Chodesh Osam and HaTorah, once Chazal made a rule that that rule has to be kept, even if the circumstances are changed. And therefore, some cipher says that the fact that nowadays we all live with Akum anyway doesn't give us a right not to have Schiris. The Divrei Malkiel I saw in Simen Hay takes this idea even a step further. He says, all the more so that nowadays we live with Akum. So since we live with Akum nowadays, we have all the more reason to have to want to create barriers between us and the Akum. And by allowing us not even to have Schiris, the whole point of Schiris was to create the barrier. Now when we live with the Akum, if there's anything, there's more of a reason to create a barrier, and therefore Schiris is certainly very much still required. But as we've been learning in our Shurim, Chazal gave us the heter of Schir v'Lakitoy, which we've analyzed how we could apply that heter bezman hazeh.